Okay, Vedanta Sara. Verse 52. Mm-hmm. And your book is on page, bottom of page 37. If you're using this little book. What page is it on your handout? And page 12 on the handout. Yeah, page 12, Edward.
Yeah, I got it.
Thank okay. Vedanta Sara, verse 52. Page 12 in the handout and page 37 in the book. Repeat after me. Oh, let's do our prayer. Mm-hmm. First two verses.
Akandam Satchidanandam Avam Manasagocharam Atmanam Akiladharam Ashraye Tishya Siddhriye Arsato Kidvayanandan Atika Dvaitapanatah Guru Narajya Vedanta Saram Vakshe Yathamati.
Verse 52. Avarna.
Avarna.
Avarna Shakti.
Avarna Shakti.
So Avarna Shaktis.
Avarna Shaktis.
Tavad.
Tavad.
Alpopi.
Alpopi.
Megho.
Megho.
Megho Neka Yojanayatam.
Neka
Yojanayatam.
Neka
Yojanayatam. Aditya Mandalam.
Aditya Mandalam.
Avaloka Yitra.
Avaloka Yitra.
Nayana.
Nayana.
Patta.
Patta.
Vidayakataya.
Vidayakataya.
Yata.
Yata.
Yata Charan. Charyativa. Yata Charyativa.
Yata Charyativa.
Tata.
Tata.
Tata Jnanam.
Tata Jnanam.
Parichinnam.
Parichinnam.
Apyatmanam.
Apyatmanam.
Aparichinnam.
Aparichinnam.
Asamsarinam.
Asamsarinam.
Avaloka Yitra.
Avaloka Yitra.
Buddhi.
Buddhi.
Vidayakataya.
Vidayakataya.
Acharyativa.
Acharyativa.
Tadrisham.
Tadrisham.
Samartyam.
Samartyam.
Okay, go back to the beginning. Here's some of the words. First, avarana shaktihi. Okay, avarana shaktihi. Tavat. Avarana Shaktihi Tavat Alpaha Api. Avarana Shaktihi Tavat Alpaha Api. Megaha Aneka Yojana Ayatam Aditya Mandalam. Aditya Mandalam. Avaloka Yitra, Nayana, Patta, Vidayakataya, Yata, Acharyati, Acharyati, Iva, Acharyati, Iva, Tata, Ajnanam Parichinnam Api Atmanam Aparichinnam Asamsarinam Avaloka Yitra Buddhi Vidayakataya Acharyati Iva Tadrisham Samartyam. Let's go back. Avarana Shakti. Shakti is the power. The Avarana Shakti is the power of covering. Remember, Ajnanam, ignorance, has two Shaktis, two powers. Avarana, covering, and Vikshepa, projection. So this Avarana Vikshepa, we have to know that. Ajnana has two capacities, two Shaktis, Avarana, covering, Vikshepa, projection. We're working on Avarana now, defining the Avarana. So the Avarana Shakti, nominative singular. Tavat means as long as. We'll see how it's actually used here. I don't quite know how to bring Tavat in, but. Opaha, so just leave it Tavat for now. Opaha even. Opa means small. Opaha api, even though small. Even though little. Opaha api, nominative singular. Api means even though or even. Even though small. Opaha api. Megaha, a cloud. Nominative singular. Opaha api megaha, a cloud, even though small. Okay. Opaha api megaha. Aneka yojana ayatanam. Aneka means many. Yojana is a distance, like a mile. It's a certain distance. It's a yojana, like there's so many miles, there's so many yojanas. So this is aneka yojana, many yojanas, right?
Does it also mean by means of
a wave? No, it just means it's a length, it's a distance, like a mile. So aneka yojanas are many yojanas. Ayatana means extending for many yojanas. Ayatana, aneka yojana ayatana, extending for many many miles, many many miles long. Aditya Mandalam. Mandalam is the orb, the circle, the orb of the Aditya, of the sun. Like the orb, the Aditya Mandalam is the orb of the sun. Your mandala means circle. If I look up and I see the sun, right, that circle, that orb, is the Aditya Mandalam, the orb of the sun, the circle, that's the sun. Even though that the orb, which is aneka, yojana, ayatana. That orb of the sun, which extends for many, many miles. It's not just a little sun, it's a huge sun. It's many miles in diameter. So, even a tiny cloud, even a small cloud, the Aditya Mandalam, which extends for many yojanas, okay, Avalokiyitra Nayana Patta. Avalokiyatra means the observer, the one who sees. The tra is the agent noun. Avalokiyatra, the one who is perceiving, the one who is observing, is the avalokiyatra. Nayana means the eyes. Patta. Patta means path. We'll get these words and then we'll read it backwards. Pidayaka is covering. Pidayakata, being a covering. By being a covering, by covering. We just say Pidayakataya, by covering. Pidayaka is a covering. By covering the patta, the path, reading backwards, by covering Pidayakataya, instrumental from Pidayakata, by being a covering, okay? But in English you just say by covering. By being a covering of the putta, of the path, of the nayana, of the eyes, which are observing of a Avalokiya trip. Everybody with me?
Mm-hmm.
By being a Pidayaka, a covering of the path, of the nayana, of the eyes, which are observers, of the orb of the sun, which is many yojanas long, which extends for many yojanas. Megaha api, opaha api, a cloud. Here's your nomator, a cloud, even though small. Okay? That's what we've got so far. Okay, let's go. We have to go on. Yata, just as acharyati eva. Acharyati is the verb, it means covers. Megaha acharyati eva. Opaha api. Opopi megaha acharyati eva. Just as, yata, just as a cloud, even though small, as though covers, okay? As though covers what? The Aditya Mandalam, the orb of the sun, which is many yojanas long. Okay? That's your basic sentence. That's the accusative. The Aditya Mandalam is the accusative. But even, so just as a cloud, even though small, as though covers the orb of the sun, which is many yojanas long, how? Avalokitesa nayana patta pidayakatya, by covering the path of the eyes which are observing it.
The path of the eyes?
Yeah, the path, the eyes are, the pathway of the eyes, there's a path that goes from your eyes to the sun. The clouds are in the way of that path.
Yeah.
Right? And so even though that cloud is very small and the sun is very large, the cloud is very limited, it as though is covering the sun by covering the path of the eyes. Does everybody see it? By which are observing the sun, it gets in the way, gets in the way of that path. Okay, so this is the example for avarana shakti. Okay. So that's the just as. Let's go to the tata. So just as a small cloud gets in the way, as though it covers the large orb of the sun by blocking the vision, okay? Tata, agree with me? Tata, ajnanam. Tata, jnanam. Parichinnam. Api. Atmanam. Aparichinnam. Asamsarinam. Avalokayitra. Buddhi. Vidyayakataya. Acharyati. Eva. Tadrisham samarityam. Okay. To talk. Similarly, ajnanam, which is parichinnam. Parichinnam is a really important word in Sanskrit. Parichinnam, aparichinnam. Parichinnam means limited, circumscribed. Remember when we say, well, as a definition of Brahman, desha, kala, vastu, aparichinnam, not limited by space, kala, time, vastu, object. It's aparichinnam, not limited by that, not circumscribed by that. So here, ajnanam, parichinnam api, even though parichinnam is neuter, so nominative neuter singular, the ajnanam, even though parichinnam, whereas the cloud was alpha, even though small, the cloud even though small, ajnanam, even though limited, atmanam, accusative singular, which is aparichinnam, the self, which is aparichinnam, unlimited, which is asamsarinam, accusative singular. So the Atma, Atmanam accusative singular, is a parichinnam, unlimited, is asamsarinam, not a samsari, not subject to birth and death, not subject to change, asamsarinam, accusative singular. Avalokayitra, the observer, the buddhi, the intellect, pidayakatiya, by covering, pidayakatiya, by being a cover, by covering the buddhi, which is the observer, which is observing, avalokitra buddhi, pidayakataya, instrumental singular, acharyati eva. Similarly, the ajnanam, acharyati eva, as though covers. As though covers. Acharya, achad is the 10th verse, maitra, and it means to cover, to hide. It's also a common word. So similarly, the ajnanam eva, as though acharyati covers what? The atma, the Ajnanam which is Parichinnam, the Ajnanam which is limited, right? If the Ajnanam, even though limited, Parichinnam api, Acharyati eva, yet as though covers, what? The Atma, the Self, which is a Parichinnam, unlimited, and which is a Samsarinam, not a Samsari. Free of birth and death, free of the wheel of transmigration, a Samsarinam. How? Avaloka yitra, buddhi, pidayakatiya. By covering the buddhi, which is the observer.
Can I ask you just one thing?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't Maya also considered to have these shaktis?
The Maya has the avarna and the vikshepa, but when we're talking about the sameshti, it's just the vikshepa. But the avarna is from the standpoint of the jiva. So that's the capacity of covering from the standpoint of the jiva.
Right.
So for Ishwara, there's only vikshepa shakti.
Right.
Ishwara is only... Ishwara is not bound by the avarna.
Right. But we could say, could we say that Maya Shakti, in terms of the individual, is...
From the standpoint of the jiva, the Maya, we even call it Ajnanam.
Yes.
Two.
Okay. Yeah. It has that power in terms of the individual.
That's right.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
I didn't hear how you translated Tadrisham
from Arjun. I haven't.
Okay.
Tadrisham means in that way. In that way, Samarachim, this is the meaning. This is how the words are used, Samarachim. What words? The Avara and the Shakti. This is the meaning.
It's a pesky little cloud, huh?
Let's repeat after me, and I want you to understand all of these words. These are really good vocabulary words. So Avara and the Shakti.
Avarana Shakti.
So the capacity for covering. Avarana Shakti.
Avarana Shakti.
Tava is just introducing the definition. Opopi Megaha.
Opopi Megaha.
Swamiji uses this word opa a lot. Opa means, like, for instance, we'll say the Ishwara is Sarvajnaha. Omniscient. Sarvajnaha knows everything. The jiva is opajnaha, knows just a little. Sarvajnaha, opajnaha, right? Ishwara is sarvashaktiman. But the jiva has only opashakti, right? So this word opa comes a lot. So here, he's saying, opaha api megaha. Mega means cloud. Cloud's used often as a drishtanta because the cloud as though blocked my vision of the sun. This is a famous drishtanta. Drishtanta means illustrations. It's a famous illustration he's using here. So, opaha api megha. The cloud, even though small. Okay. Aneka. Aneka is an important word. Eka means one. The word eka, one. Aneka, not one. Means many. So aneka comes all the time. Aneka, many. Aneka. Yojana also comes a lot in terms of, instead of miles, it's yojana. So it's a, we'll have to look up to see how many miles or something a yojana is. Then ayatanam, it just means a long. It actually means long, you know, or extending. So aneka, yojana, ayatanam, extending for many yojanas. Aditya, sun. Does everybody know that? Aditya? It has to be in your vocabulary. Mandala, you know, mandala is an orb. So aditya mandalam, the orb of the sun.
Mandalam was a...
Mandala. This is mandala.
Oh, sorry.
Aditya mandalam.
I see.
Avaluk, the verb avaluk means to observe, to perceive. Avaloka yitra. It's making an agent noun of it. The avalokiyitra is the perceiver, the observer. Okay, buddhi is buddhi. Oh, that's not buddhi. Mm-hmm. Sorry, nayana. Nayana means the eyes. Patha is a path. Okay. Pidayaka means covering. Pidayaka. That's not these words. Nayana is very common. Pidayaka, just you have to memorize it, means covering. But I don't see this word very often. Pidayaka is covering. Vidyakata is the state of covering, the nature of covering. Taya is the instrumental singular. So the actual word is Vidyaka, so just an adjective. But Vidyakata is an abstract, like the ta is the feminine abstract, tuan is the neuter abstract, and taya is the instrumental singular. So by being a covering, right? And by being a covering, but with the English, you just say by covering. Yata, just as. Does everybody know yata, just as, tata, similarly, or like that, just as, like that, just as, similarly? So yata, just as. Acharyati. Acharyati from achad, 10th verse mantra, achad, to cover, to hide. It's an important word, achad.
Achad. Or achad.
Achad, and then it becomes long because of the 10th gana. That becomes ah. Acharyati. Remember the 10th gana?
Mm-hmm.
Normally, the short ah will take riddhi. There's many exceptions, but in the 10th gana, the short ah takes, supposed to take riddhi.
Mm-hmm.
Even though there's many exceptions. All the other vowels will take guna. But the ah takes riddhi. So, achadaya.
Mm-hmm.
And then if I'm making an agent noun, it's acharyatri. Acharyatri. Okay? Oh, and this is acharyati. Yeah. Acharyati is just third person singular. Eva. As though. Like. Okay?
This is such long words, no? Achad and Avaluk.
Yeah.
They're not
normally
that long.
They are. We do have some long. Well, they're long because of, also because of the upasargas of us. And so tata, similarly, ajnanam, know that ignorance, parichinnam, limited, something that is limited or circumscribed is parichinnam. So we usually just say limited, you know. Means boundaried, or circumscribed, limited is a word that works. So parichinnam and then aparichinnam. These two words, you have to just go back and forward. These were very common words, parichinnam, limited. Parichinnam api. Remember, api can mean even, also, even though. These are three very common. Even, also, even though. Can also mean and. Just here it means even though limited. Okay. Tata ajnanam parichinnam api, even though limited. Okay. That's your nominative because ajnanam is neuter, a neuter noun. So ajnanam parichinnam api. So ajnanam, similarly ajnanam, even though limited. Now we have the accusative atman is actually masculine. So atmanam is accusative singular. Atmanam aparichinnam. So here's your accusative, the self, which is aparichinnam, unlimited. Asamsarinam, not a samsari. Free of samsara. Not subject to change, not subject to transmigration, not subject to birth and death, is what they mean. Asamsarinam is usually free of transmigration, free of birth and death. Asamsarinam. Accusative singular. So, aparichinnam and asamsarinam are in apposition to atman. Talking about the nature of the atman. The atman is not limited and it's free of samsara. Avalokitra means the perceiver. It's an agent noun. Buddhi, the buddhi, which is the perceiver. Pidayakataya, by being a covering of the buddhi, which is the perceiver, the perceiver of the self.
Where's the perceiver of the self part?
Never mind. I'll pick that up in a minute.
Okay.
Avaloki tri buddhi pidayaka. So yeah, that was wrong how I said that. By covering the buddhi, which is the perceiver. Okay. Now we have the verb. Acharyati eva. Here's the verb. So ajnanam acharyati eva. Atmanam. Tata ajnanam acharyati eva.
Atmanam. Similarly, the Ajnanam as though covers the self. So Tata Ajnanam Parichinnam Api. Similarly, the Ajnanam, the ignorance, even though limited, Parichinnam Api. Tata Ajnanam Parichinnam Api. Similarly, the Ajnanam, even though limited, Acharyati Eva, as though covers the Atmanam, the self, accusative, which is aparichinnam, unlimited, and asamsarinam, free of samsara. How does it do that? How does it cover the self? Avaloka yitra, buddhi, pidayakataya, by covering the buddhi, which is the observer. Observer of what? The buddhi is the one who's observing the self. But it's observing it through the ajnanam. It's commentating, that's buddhi is the one that says, I am the limited being. Because the ajnanam, even though limited, is covering the self, the ajnanam, even though it's limited, is covering the limitless self. How does it do that? By blocking the vision of the buddhi.
Yeah.
Are these words clear?
Yeah, that was cool.
Keep going in that way.
Huh? by covering the buddhi. Oh, and then tadrisham. Tadrisham samartir. Let me look at the... There's a special way to translate that samartir. It means this is in that way. This is what it's meant here. But like that. This is how the words are used, but I can't remember exactly a good way to translate Tom March. And Tom March. The force, here's all the names, just so that you know. Power, force, capacity, ability, strength. It's not quite how we're using it here. Sameness of aim or object, oneness of meaning or signification, those have a little bit of consistency, adequacy or fitness, the force or sense of the words, the signifying power of the word, that's how we're using it. This is what we're meaning here.
What's the word?
Samarjan. See, for the Avarana Shakti, we have an example and then we have what it is. So like that, this is what we mean by the Avarana Shakti.
In tradition? Yes.
Like that.
Oh.
Like that. Same as that, in that way.
But that's Idrisham to
see. Sometimes you say Idrisham or Tadrisham. Mm-hmm. I mean, similar to that, in that way.
This is the meaning, this is the significance.
Mm-hmm. This is what they mean by the Avarana Shakti, right, with the example. These both, this example points to this.
So it doesn't cover the Atma, it covers the intellect.
Yeah. The Atma illumines the cloud, the sun illumines the cloud, the Atma illumines the Ajnanam. The Atma is limitless, the sun is huge, the sun's illumining the cloud, but then the cloud is blocking the vision, right, of the person who's directing their eyesight to the cloud.
Yeah.
So the cloud's in the way of the one who's looking at the sun, but the sun's illumining the whole thing. The sun is not having any limitation whatsoever. Like that, the Atma has no limitation whatsoever, but from the standpoint of the buddhi that's looking at it through the ajnanam, which is limited, because I can have knowledge and you can't. You can have knowledge and you can be ignorant, and you can have knowledge, you can be ignorant. That's because the knowledge itself is parichinna in terms of the buddhi. It's limited to a given buddhi. Just like even in Jevahara, an empirical reality, I can have knowledge of stuff in and you're not. Because I'm using a pramana, I've gained knowledge of this, and you haven't gained knowledge of this, or vice versa. You know? So the knowledge, the ajnanam is going to be limited to the buddhi that hasn't gained that knowledge, that avarana. Right?
Yeah.
Because you can remove the avarana, you can remove the ajnanam through knowledge.
That's so unfortunate.
It's fortunate that you can remove it. That's the
yeah, that's true.
That's the glass half full. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's read this next sentence. This is the famous verse from the Hastamalika.
Oh, I like him.
My touch, yeah. Tadottam. Kanna Channa. Kanna Channa.
Kanna Channa.
Drishtir. Kanna Channam. Arkham.
Arkham.
Arkham. Yata Manyate.
Yata Manyate.
Nishprabham.
Nishprabham.
Chati Mudaha.
Chati Mudaha.
Tata.
Tata.
Padavat.
Bhati
Yo Mudra Drishtehe
Yo Mudra Drishtehe
Sa
Sa
Nityo Palabdi
Nityo Palabdi
Surupoham
Surupoham
Atma
Atma
Iti
Iti
Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
So
I'm on the wrong page.
Where?
38.
What number? 12 at the bottom. The very bottom.
Bottom of page 12.
Oh. Okay.
Do you have it?
I don't think so.
Does he have not maybe a full page 12?
Yeah, 14.
Oh, it's all. Sorry, that's my fault.
That was my fault.
Not this time. Usually.
It's usually 99.99% of the time.
Does everybody have a full page 12? Sibby's never a fault.
She's
just a little kitty.
You're right.
Yeah. Like that. Thank you. Okay. Okay, so. Tad Uktam means that is said. It can mean really tatya uktam for that it is said, you know, because it's referring, that there's this verse in reference to that or regarding that uktam it is said, and he's quoting now the Sastra Malika. Ghana channa drishtihi. See, ghana channa. That double cha there, ghana channa, that's a sandhi. Ghana channa drishtihi. The sight, drishtihi means sight, which is covered by a cloud. Ghana is cloud.
Ghana?
No, yeah, that cha is an actual sandhi.
Oh, yeah.
I can't remember the sandhi, I just remember it's a sandhi. Ghana, I have to look it up, because it doesn't come down often. Ghana, ghana means cloud. Channa, covered. Drishtihi, the cloud, which is covered. The vision which is covered by a cloud. Now, at the Bahubrahi, one whose vision is covered by a cloud, whose vision, whose drishti is channa, is covered by a cloud.
The entire thing is a nominative.
Yeah, nominative. Then, kanna channam arakam. Arakam is the sun. The sun which is covered by a cloud.
That one's
an accusative. Wait a minute. Yeah. Yata, just as, manyate, is considered nishprabham, without light. Dimmed. Prabha means light. Nish means without light. Dull, dimmed. Cha. And atimudaha. Atimudaha means one who is extremely deluded. The nominative singular. So this will go like this. You'll take the yata, just as, and atimudaha, nominative singular, okay? Just as the atimudaha, the very deluded person, I wrote at the beginning, ganna chana drishtihi, whose vision is covered by a cloud. So the atimudaha, the deluded person, who is one, it's a Bhuhagrahi, the Atimuddha, whose vision, for whom the vision is covered by a cloud. In English, we just say the deluded, very deluded person, Ati accentuates the delusion, Ati. The very highly deluded person, whose drishti, whose vision is covered by a cloud, that's Bahuvahi, you haven't learned Bahuvahi yet, Kiki, whose vision is covered by a cloud, considers the cloud, that the cloud which is covered, the cloud, then the sun which is covered by the cloud, Ganna Channam Arkam, to be Nishprabham, to be dim. He thinks, fourth Atmanetara,
Manyate,
fourth Atmanetara, the Atimuddha thinks what? The Atimuddha, whose vision is covered by the cloud, thinks that the Arka, the sun, which is covered by the cloud, is Nishprabham. It has dimmed. Right? Is dim, is without light. It's become, yeah. Everybody see it? Ganachana drishtihi, ganachana markam, yata manyate, Nishprabham chati mudaha. Tata, similarly, Tata, Buddhavad, Bhati,
Yaha,
Mudadrishtehe, Saha, Nitya, Upalabdhi, Swarupaha, Aham, Atma. Similarly, Buddhavat. That vat is the same as eva, as like bound, as though bound. Buddhavat bhati. Bhati means shines. When you have bhati to shine, bha to shine, with eva or vat, it means it appears. It shines as though. In English you say it appears. So buddhavat bhati means appears as though bound. Appears like as though bound. Appears bound. Yaha, he who, mudadrishtehe, because of being one whose vision is deluded. Drishti means vision, muda means deluded. For one whose vision, or say, for one whose vision is deluded. I'm going to have to, we'll just take this word for word and then I'll bring it together. That one, that, saha, he, or that, nitya, timeless, upalabdhi, consciousness, swarupa, nature, aham, atma. I am that atma, aham, atma, whose swarupa, whose nature is timeless, nitya, upalabdhi, timeless consciousness. I am saha, I am that self, saha that, I am that self whose nature is timeless consciousness, who appears, yaha, who appears as though bound. To the one whose vision is deluded. I am... You could also say because of deluded vision, because of the, but it probably is the genitive here. Similarly, I am that Atma whose nature is timeless consciousness, who for the one whose vision is deluded appears to be bound. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tata, just similarly. Buddhavad bhati appears to be bound. Yaha, who, mudadrishtehe, for the one whose vision is deluded, saha, nitya upalabdhi, swarupaha, aham atma. I am that atma whose nature, swarupa, is nitya upalabdhi, timeless consciousness, who appears as though bound, mudadrishtehe, for the one whose vision, drishti, is deluded. See?
Yeah, that sounds just like Hastamalika.
Yeah. All right, for everybody?
Mm-hmm.
Any words unknown? Can't be there for them. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Hari Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.